Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Coffee Break English, Season 3, Episode 1, Extra. Hello, and welcome to the extra episode for Lesson 1 of Coffee Break English, Season 3. Do you remember that we talked about comparative adjectives in the main episode? Well, you're going to hear a conversation between Mark and Josie containing lots of comparative adjectives, so it's a good opportunity to practice this language point. We hope you enjoy it. Let's play a game, Mark. I'm going to ask you a question, and there are two possible answers. All you have to do is choose the correct answer. Are you ready?
Yes, I think so.
Okay. Monaco and Malta are both very small countries, but which one is smaller?
Monaco or Malta? I think it's Monaco.
That's right. Monaco has an area of 2.1 kilometers squared, and it's the second smallest country in the world, after the Vatican City.
That was too easy. I have a harder question for you. Which of these countries is more popular with tourists? France or the UK?
That's difficult. I think they are both very popular places to visit, but I think the UK is more popular. Lots of people go on holiday to London and Oxford, don't they?
Sorry, you're wrong. France is much more popular with tourists. In 2019, twice as many tourists visited France as visited the UK.
Wow, I'm surprised. But I suppose Paris is very popular, isn't it? Okay, my next question is, which of these vegetables is healthier, spinach or celery?
Do you mean healthier, like better for your health and for your body?
Yes, exactly.
I think celery is healthier. I hope that's right, because I love celery.
Sorry, it's wrong. Spinach is healthier because it contains more vitamins, and celery is mostly made of water.
Oh no, I'll have to start eating spinach instead. I have one more question for you. Which of these cities is further from Scotland? Dunedin or Wellington? They're both in New Zealand.
This question is much more difficult than my questions. I've been to Australia, but I've never been to New Zealand, so I haven't got a clue. I'll guess Dunedin?
Yes, that's right. Wellington is on the North Island of New Zealand and Dunedin is on the South Island, so it's further away from Scotland.
That was a lucky guess. Let's listen to the conversation again, a little faster this time. Let's play a game, Mark. I'm going to ask you a question, and there are two possible answers. All you have to do is choose the correct answer. Are you ready?
Yes, I think so.
Okay. Monaco and Malta are both very small countries, but which one is smaller?
Monaco or Malta? I think it's Monaco.
That's right. Monaco has an area of 2.1 kilometres squared, and it's the second smallest country in the world, after the Vatican City.
That was too easy. I have a harder question for you. Which of these countries is more popular with tourists, France, or the UK?
That's difficult. I think they are both very popular places to visit, but I think the UK is more popular. Lots of people go on holiday to London and Oxford, don't they?
Sorry, you're wrong. France is much more popular with tourists. In 2019, twice as many tourists visited France as visited the UK.
Wow, I'm surprised, but I suppose Paris is very popular, isn't it? Okay, my next question is, which of these vegetables is healthier, spinach or celery?
Do you mean healthier, like better for your health and for your body?
Yes, exactly.
I think celery is healthier. I hope that's right, because I love celery.
Sorry, it's wrong. Spinach is healthier because it contains more vitamins, and celery is mostly made of water.
Oh no, I'll have to start eating spinach instead. I have one more question for you. Which of these cities is further from Scotland, Dunedin or Wellington? They're both in New Zealand.
This question is much more difficult than my questions. I've been to Australia, but I've never been to New Zealand, so I haven't got a clue. I'll guess Dunedin?
Yes, that's right. Wellington is on the North Island of New Zealand and Dunedin is on the South Island, so it's further away from Scotland.
That was a lucky guess. Thanks for listening to this extra episode of Coffee Break English. If you'd like to receive the free transcript of the conversation and the lesson notes from the main episode, just visit coffeebreakenglish.com. Don't forget that you can subscribe for free to Coffee Break English wherever you listen to podcasts. And we'd love to hear what you think. Leave a review and help other English learners practice their English with Coffee Break English. See you next time.
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2022, Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2022, Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.